I guess we lose an open prayer.
Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer as we enter into discussion of the business surrounding the congregation here. We ask, Father, that you give us wisdom in these matters. Help us to work peacefully and amiably together. And help us to, first and foremost, put the work of the church first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
You want to go ahead and do the minutes?
If there's a need to read it,
we had some actions, I thought. We were going to do some, send money out and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
We didn't all get done, I guess.
Give me a second to pull it up. You're doing it differently than we've done it before. So you're messing me up here.
Well, that money was sent to, okay. So everybody knows, it was sent to Dan Hash, the $2,500, so that has been completed.
Okay.
That was one of the things that we decided to do.
Okay, is there anything else that was open?
I don't think so.
I can't remember anything.
I'm pulling it up now, so it'll be open in just a second here, I think. Let's see here. The new business is the request, the amount. Quarterly singings changed to 3 singings per year. Announcers announced scriptures at the beginning. Request for occasional prayer service that we said we would table for a future meeting, unless something comes up where that's required by the way. We talked about the gospel preachers and anything new there. Josh Jackson brought up general appearance at the front doors, and I have some repair things maybe for us to talk about there as well, and that's it.
Okay. So I guess the prayer meeting part is still open, or tabling that until next month.
Tabling, does that mean we carry forward in the meetings from month to month, so does it get forgotten?
I don't know. I just know that when we discussed it, we didn't come to any
table.
You table is, it's officially tabled until you pick it back up. It doesn't have a expiration date, but it also doesn't have a, but anybody can bring it up at any meeting, like they put in the agenda to take it back up, basically.
How do you keep forgetting it? Just in the minds and memories.
Well, it's in the minutes, so if you went back and researched, then yeah. Generally, the person that brought it up, though, will generally bring it back up.
Well, we should carry it forward in these 7 minutes every month until we do address it. It can be mentioned in every meeting.
If it's mentioned in the meeting, then it would be in the minutes. That's right. All okay. That's.
So the question was last still month.
Yeah.
The decision was made last month for everyone to go home and think about what we might want to do with regard to having special prayer meetings, because we talked about several different things. We talked about replacing some of the singings, which was not met with a great deal of interest. Calling special ones during the week, either at the building or at home, or have an open policy whenever a need arises for a special prayer meeting to have one. And those are the three suggestions. We suggested that we think about it, talk to our wives, if we have wives, talk about it, and discuss it in the future. And so if anybody's done that, ready to discuss it, then I'm certainly on board about that. But I don't know if anybody has actually gone through with thinking about it, coming up with suggestions or not.
I don't know if I've ever been a part of a service that was almost 100% devoted to prayer. So I don't really know, have any advice to offer on that or history. So, anybody else?
Who was that?
I've never been a part of a service where we just almost, exclusively devoted to prayer.
You don't know what you're missing. It's so,
you're probably right.
So uplifting.
Yeah.
So why would anybody? Well, I don't get anybody. I couldn't hear everybody say it better, but I don't know if anybody was dissenting on that. I don't know anybody would. To touch a great.
Yeah, I think we just have to stop in.
And we have things that come up, that we pray for, a number of things. We don't have to have every week or every month, maybe,
I think it's,
depends on occasion.
Yeah, occasion. One time thing, at least for now.
Well, that's the question. Do we regularly schedule a meeting so we get in the habit of doing that kind of thing, or do we do it only when someone says, hey, we need a special prayer meeting for this purpose, or we feel that and make a decision to have one at any time? I think that's what the question was.
Okay. Josh.
I was thinking and making sure that he recognized that I raised my hand, but I didn't hear the last of what you said there, Stan.
Well, I just think that was the question we were asking, is whether we should have something regularly scheduled, if so when, or whether we should do it as needed. Whichever one's in agreement, it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, define as needed. I mean, that would be daily, weekly, monthly. I think, personally, it would be a good thing to start out with at twice a year. That it couldn't hurt twice a year.
But we did have one here once. Let me track that back. Back when those police officers were killed in Dallas.
Exactly. And
I was going to say, though, it was still singing and education.
Well, it was before. Actually, meant before service. It's 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's actually 4 o'clock. I don't know if he's singing or not. I can't remember.
Well, we can talk about the.
Format
of it later.
Okay.
We're going to table this next month.
Once a year, twice a year, we can decide that now.
Sure.
I'd like to make a suggestion that.
Vacation.
I don't know how I feel, and I hate to use the word feel about it, but, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing it, I just think that it's the idea of it. The idea is certainly not a poor idea, having a meeting of, you know, members to pray, and, you know, but it's not something that we've ever traditionally done.
Yeah.
And so it's foreign to a lot of people, and I think a lot of people are kind of like, when we meet, we sing, we pray, we do scriptures. Right. I'd be more, I don't know, I think it would be one of those things that, I hate to use the word on a volunteer or on a, like, type basis, but maybe it's something that we can offer, or not we, the church, but maybe individual members wanted to advertise. I hate using those corporate-sounding words, but like maybe in somebody's home, like we do singings currently.
Well, I've done it once at another congregation, and what we did, people came over to my house, we wrote 4 or 5 things on the board, we ate a little bit, and then we got together, and there was a man assigned a particular topic, and we prayed about it. It took several minutes for the prayers.
I'm good with that.
If somebody wants to do that, good. You have a singing or prayer, and Bible studies.
I mean, the 4 o'clock thing actually worked pretty well the one time we did it. I thought it was good. It was well attended. It was a one time thing. I thought it did pretty well. But Nick,
yeah, I mean, when we do it there at North Beach, you know, I mean, we'd have it during the week, but most of them, a weeknight, when it didn't make that much difference. But before we have a gospel meeting, that's a good time to pray. Yeah, like all the men, you know, that want to pray, you know, and that worked fine.
And what night would you have it? What night of the week did you have it?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember if we did it. We just did it the night of the week. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that we, the special occasions, I can't remember now whether we come this Tuesday or it's come this Friday or was it. It seems like it was during the week, though.
Okay.
But you don't have to be that way there. Like you say, like 4 o'clock or whatever, you know, or.
But
say, for a special occasion, I'd say, well, we're going to do it every third quarter, and, you know, or whatever, you know. I mean, what it's for is to pray for the things that need to be prayed for that are special.
Josh?
Just a suggestion, since it was, you know, once or twice a year was mentioned, and he mentioned gospel meetings, why don't we plan on, before each gospel meeting, since we start our gospel meetings on a Saturday, having an 45 minutes to an hour before that first meeting service, you can have a prayer service. And that way it wouldn't be in, you know, if we're that extra night, and
Instead of a song service, have a prayer service that first night?
I think it probably need to be longer than 15 minutes or so is what they're talking about. Just like when we meet at 7 for the gospel meeting, and those, you know, we can say we're going to meet at 6:15 to pray until 7 about certain issues, obviously the upcoming meeting, that one night, that'd be twice a year. And of course, if there's a specific need or a special need and we want to have a separate prayer service at some other point of the year, then as needed, that can be brought up.
I'm
okay with that.
Go ahead and give that a try. Yeah.
And we can talk about the specifics of it as we get closer to our meeting in November.
Yeah. So for Saturday night of our next gospel meeting, we'll have a prayer service before the singing. Everybody agree with that?
Totally cool with it.
And then how that goes, we'll play it by ear from there. So. All right. Move on. Then under old business, I am now on the checking account, and I have a debit card for the church. So, it took all four of us to be there one time to do it, but it's done. So that was decided in January, but it's done now. Just thought I'd let you know. Anything else before we go to new business? Okay, Jim. Yeah, evening. It's the evening service. The table assignments.
Yeah, I was just gonna bring up if anybody had any complaints, or I was gonna ask if anybody had any complaints about bringing it down to one person for the Lord's table at the evening service. At the most I've ever seen is two people take the Lord's Supper in the evening. I think one person can handle it. But I was just gonna see if anybody had.
I don't. Somebody may find some people that have an objection to the same man praying over the fruit of the vine and the bread. I don't see where that's a problem.
Same man preaches every week.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I've been in places
some cool
where, like,
about that too.
For instance, like, where my dad's at right now, they have one man do it, and he offers it, but they have a second individual that's up front that will pray over one of the things.
Well,
I don't have a problem with the same person doing it.
We probably only do it half the Sundays a month anyway, because we only do it as needed. So we're only doing it about half the time already as it is now.
I made a suggestion way back when we first went to that and said that when I was growing up, we had the song leader after the invitation song offered it and then took care of it, and then that was it.
Well, before Thackeray popped up, after I stood up, I was thoroughly prepared to do it all myself anyway tonight. And then he popped up, and I was like, okay.
Well, like, can I work it out? Josh was the only one who needed to take it tonight.
Sure.
And most nights, I've never seen more than two. I'm sure there's going to be occasions, but I've never seen more than two people that need it in the evening service. It's pretty easy for one person to handle the doing it. I'm not sure. Like Josh is saying, if somebody would have a problem with one person doing all three prayers.
So we just have one tray?
One of each tray?
One of each tray, okay.
I recommend we do that unless it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense.
We'll do it.
It's easy enough to see that we have a family or something.
There's always
20 people or something weird, then we can always add person.
Well, and somebody in the back can fill in.
Right, exactly. One of the people in the lobby
can always
fill out as the second person.
Well, they could come down and catch it on the other side of it.
Next Sunday we'll just have.
And it'll be one of the three men that run the morning table who will take care of the evening table. What I'll probably do, for scheduling those, so everybody knows, whoever I have the number one spot will do the evening. So if you're number one in the morning, you can plan on you being responsible for the evening.
Number one's not there.
Yeah, if number one for some reason. One in there for some reason will go to. Equivalence number three.
I'm good with that.
So, all right. That's how I'll, when I write up the list next week, that's how I'll do it.
Great. Everybody good with that? And another suggestion about using that software where you put up songs on the where we're singing, put some songs up on the screen. A lot of churches do that now. I'll open the floor for discussion.
Was that brought up the last time?
No, it's a new business.
Oh.
It's new business.
So, I understand it's I don't have a problem doing it. I just know that there's a, like a software and you got to purchase the
Justin has purchased it and with the licensing
he has the software for every song that we have presently in addition to some others. I would suggest possibly we refrain from the others because not everyone is going to be comfortable with that. What I'd like us to consider with regard to it is that it definitely can be an improvement to the service. But there are two things to keep in mind. Number one, not everyone's going to be willing to move up. We have a hard time seeing it. So we should keep the book so that they can use the book instead. We should make sure that everyone who wants to use the books has plenty of time to turn to the song and all that, be mindful of it. But there are a number of ones who want to use the book need to recognize that for some of the young mothers, for example, and some of the others, it is beneficial and helpful for them to see it rather than having to, so it helps them. Okay. So it's a win-win.
Can't stand or don't stand.
It's not an either or, it's a both in regard to that. Yeah. It just simply slides up on the screen with the notes. So it's basically two stanzas or two staffs of exactly what's on the page. It's just looking up instead of looking down at your book. It's the only difference.
Yeah. Okay, you're talking about song actually being projected
on the screen. Now, it's a little bit different than what you may be familiar with because they're actually the notes are up there too. Yeah. Okay. So it's not just the words. It's going to be the notes.
I've seen you follow along.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just
impressed. So anyway, we do have it available. The problem is, the one problem with this is that there's going to be some growing pains with it because we're going to have someone in charge of doing the slides and we can discuss that. We got several young men who are comfortable with it who can. But it also is going to be a burden on the song leaders because you're going to have songs picked out in time for us to compile load.
They
have to be ready when you come up. They have to be ready the night before. And the reason for that is if I've got a PowerPoint, because right now the computer is underneath the pulpit, if I've got a PowerPoint, what we're going to need to do is to load the songs before and after my sermon in the same PowerPoint file. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to be able to do that yet, because what Justin did was load all of his software on this computer here. The best thing would be for y'all to pick out the songs, like the song numbers and the verses, and send that to me for me in time to compile all that in my presentation. So it's in the,
now somebody
I'm not going to be happy if you're doing it last second. I'm having to scramble.
Well, then we just don't do it that night. That's the thing. If we're going to do it, we need to be committed to it.
Correct. Right.
Obviously, there can be times where something happens occasionally and you got a last second fill in that we can't help, and that's not what we're talking about.
Singing nights, we're not going to be able to do it.
But we don't need to. I don't think that's the way to approach it.
Josh, did you guys to pick all your songs? You can't.
I usually do. I like to pick my last
songs
depending on the listening.
If we decide to do it, two things. The song leaders have to be in on it. They have to be on board with it. We have to be patient because some mistakes are going to be made in the beginning before we get good at it. And we need to be understanding of one another that some people don't want anything to do with it. They don't need to, but don't get mad at the ones who want it. And the ones who want it, don't get mad at someone who doesn't want to look up there. They like the books. You know, just be understanding of one another in regard to it. I think it can be a beneficial thing. That's important.
The one thing we're going to need to remember, because we did it at North Beach when I went there and I liked it, but you do have to have someone to push the button as you're singing. And you get to the end of that second staff, somebody's got to hit the button, they go roll to the next two. And, you know, keep up with the songs.
Yeah.
For it to be seamless.
Hopefully it's going to be the same guy most of the time, so that we'll have some consistency.
When I was gone for the week of July 4th, I was up in Rogers, Arkansas. And they used the same system up there, and they had made some small changes since the last time I was there, which was about 3 years before that, and I noticed it. Great improvements. And I asked if I could see their setup, and the gentleman that was assigned for that month, he walked me through everything, and some of the concerns that were brought up about getting the song list and having to come prepared. Ideally, that's the case, but if there's a pinch or where, say, one of us gets rear-ended on the way to worship and we have to deal with that, so somebody has to fill in, you can easily, inside of 5 minutes, get everything set up, attached to his PowerPoint quite easily. I was witness to that. He showed me. Now, it's been a minute since I've watched that, so I'd have to refigure out how to configure it. But that's not as hard as it could be. But otherwise, it is super beneficial. I actually get to deal with my child and teach them while we're singing. Instead of hold a book, try to remember the words and juggle something over here. So it is a blessing if we decide to move forward with it.
Well, we're not taking anything away. We're just adding to. So I'm
correct.
I don't think anybody would have a problem with
that. So you're saying you're voluntary?
That's what it sounds like to me, Dick.
I have a problem.
Yeah, identify yourself.
I'm Jerry. It bothers me that somebody is really not being able to fully worship. They're sitting there watching the screen doing this thing, you know. And I don't think, it just doesn't seem like they can really be engaged in the song worship like they should.
My counter to that would be, do you keep time with your arm?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you say?
Keep time with my arm.
Well, you're just saying that as a song leader, you're doing more than one thing.
I don't think it's the same.
But you don't have to do it then, but I understand that, but I've been doing this a long time with those kinds of things, and I'm telling you, it's almost automatic.
Okay.
So that's where there would be a little bit of a growing, because, you know, the first couple of times you do
it,
you
would have to think about it.
You have to think about more, but once you...
I've worshipped with it that way, where it was on the screen, it was spectacular.
But I'm the opposite. The one time I did it, I was clicking, and then I got in the song too much and I forgot to click. I think that's gonna happen more than. But again, that's just part of the growing pain.
Well, currently I have to push start at the start of the sermon and finish at the end, and that's hard enough for me as it is. I'm too absent.
And I appreciate what you did for me. So that's
if you notice, every once in a while, oops.
Yeah, you did that.
Zachary?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I got my job. Okay, so...
Thank you for doing it, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. So, where do we go from there?
Well, we need to decide whether we're going to do it or not,
okay.
And the date to start it, because I think we need to give it a couple of weeks.
Now, just to pay the full $700 or whatever dollars it costs for the full licensed software?
It's already been paid for.
Okay. That's
Justin owns the software. He likes that kind of stuff. He's already paid for it, so we're not going to get any cost at all.
So do we need a motion to implement it and then a second?
Is anybody opposed? I think it's what it is.
No. Anybody opposed to it?
Well, there's no cost to it.
No cost.
No cost is.
Is anyone opposed to starting it in August?
Sure. Yeah.
Starting August. You're supposed to work on it.
Said yeah. Sorry. Okay. All right. And we'll leave it to Justin and whoever to figure out how to do it. Right.
Justin,
I guess work with Stan. I guess.
I'd say start like do a couple practice runs on a Wednesday night or something. Because it's only one or two songs, it's easy to get it, you know, started.
Okay.
We don't work from
maybe Wednesdays through August and start September.
Or I would say if you can get it going by the end of this month, a couple of Wednesdays, if it works. I mean, no pressure to do it. It's just, you know.
It's already the end of the month, though.
Okay. We'll do it Wednesdays in August and start full time in September.
Is that okay? Sounds great.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to be here Wednesday.
But we'll leave it to whoever wants to be involved to the details. Justin, I guess, will be hitting us up because he knows the software.
When they're ready, then start.
Make sure it's
when they're ready, when we start.
Yeah, whenever.
It's August or September.
We're aiming for an August
week.
Trial run on Wednesday nights. Okay.
Let that occur one way or the other.
Okay. All right, Stan, what do you have?
I had two things. Number one, it was just really none of our business except that we've been probably brought into it a little bit. There was a problem at the I-35 Church of Christ in Alvarado, Texas, and
and I received a phone call from one of the elders of that congregation. They withdrew from a couple that they believed might visit us, and they wanted us to be aware of the fact that that couple had been marked. And the reason for the marking is that the couple had been pushing a position on marriage, divorce, and remarriage, that the woman does not have the right to divorce her husband for cause. Not only can she not remarry, but she can't divorce. That a woman does not have the right to divorce her husband at all. And which I don't know of many, if anyone, who holds that view. They have acknowledged that it's a view that's fairly peculiar to them, but they were pressing it and calling the elders and the preacher false teachers because they didn't hold to it. And as a result of the conflict in the congregation and the fact they wouldn't back down, ultimately they were withdrawn from. So I was made aware of that. This past week, we got a letter from that couple. And it's a letter that's to the elders of Woodmont on Granberry Road, West Side, and the North Side Mansfield Churches of Christ. I'll let anyone read it who wants to read it. It is basically an advocation of their position and a willingness to study with anyone. The only reason I bring it up is because I want the brethren to be aware of it, so that if they do show up at our congregation, you'll know that there's some problems and that we would have to talk with them before accepting them. That's basically the purpose of that. And so the name is Rick and Lauren Stiles.
Oh, I
you know them.
Oh, they went to Woodmont a long time.
Okay, so that's the couple that's holding to this position. I don't want to misrepresent the position or anything. I just want to make the item of information, because there's a possibility they may visit. They visited Woodmont, had discussions with the elders of Woodmont, and it's possible they may show up here and want to talk to us about it. But if that's the case, that's something that we would need to deal with. And again, the letter is available for anyone to read if they would like to read it, espousing their position, and you know why they can do what they do on the matter.
Okay. So, any questions about that?
Yeah, I have one question.
Sure.
Are they pushing that women have no right to divorce whatsoever? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, it's not a position I've heard before. So that's
I actually have some verbatim translation.
Okay,
that's all I have on that.
All right, you have some repair items?
Too confusing.
Yes, the only other thing that I wanted to note, and I want to be very kind to everyone with regard to this, just note something about the quarterly cleaning that we have, special cleaning for the building and the grounds.
Workday.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Now, the workdays is what I'm considering on this particular time. There are a number of pretty pressing issues that need to be dealt with that the workday would be very good about. And I haven't been to either of them, so I have no call to say anything or be complaining. All I'm saying is a couple of things to note. For one, we are having some very real problems with the siding. Siding fell down over in the carport area, got blown away, and it's looking pretty bad under there. There's more than sagging. There are a number of places all around the building to where the security cameras were placed, and it's sagging and needs to be reinforced. And I just noticed today there's a piece right here in this corner that's flapping in the breeze too.
Yeah,
it's
noticed that up this morning.
That's the first time I've seen that. And so, you know, when we have these work days, you know, for example, let's mow the lawn. Well, that's something we're supposed to be doing every week anyway. Let's clean the building. Well, we've already been doing that every week. We need to try, in my estimation, to find some specific things that we normally don't do. That's typically what work days were. The brush on the sides that needs to be cleaned out. There are two trees where the branches are touching the ground that need to be replaced. We've got a stump that needs removing, although Dick thinks it's a work of art, so he doesn't want us to remove it. Some of us think it's an eyesore, so we all wanted to. And now we've got two damaged trees that I made reference to after I said we need to get this done because somebody's going to get hurt. But you go and look, the two trees are so intertwined that it's not coming down. It's fallen and broken, but it's on top of another tree. But the other tree is damaged now, too. And so I thought we might need to talk about that as far as
why. Well, I think we need professional help there.
Yeah, that possibly.
It's coming down tomorrow.
So
what time? We're past that. We had like 2 weeks to mess with it. And
We didn't get any estimates, so I'm going
to
pull it down.
Yeah, the guy I was going to talk to hasn't been home, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Well, yeah, the mayor of Crowley has a tree service, and he's 2 weeks behind on everything. Yeah. So, and after Wednesday night storm in my neighborhood,
it's like 3 weeks
behind. Yeah, 3 weeks behind. So.
I pulled up.
No, I had called him, Dick. The reason why is because when we first had our discussion, Jim had also given an estimate. I had him go get the estimate first, and then if that wasn't going to work out, then I was going to do
estimate.
I understand.
Yeah, but my neighbor hasn't been home. He's a fireman.
Right.
So.
No, I understand that. But Josh has indicated he wants to do it himself, and that's free, so we can't give that estimate.
But be careful.
Wants
be careful.
He's willing to do it himself. So he can't be free.
Take it down.
And it looks like something where if we pull it this way, it's going to come down.
It's not the parking lot. I've
looked at all the, like, a whole bunch of different angles and kind of, I'm still in the scope of what I've done before, and it's not going to fall on me, that's for sure.
Even a medium-sized tree branch is heavy.
And it'll hurt us when it falls.
I know that.
My main thing there is, not at the fence, and where I'm going to drop it is as much on the grass part of, and not like directly on the parking lot, because I don't want to damage the parking lot, and we obviously don't want to damage our neighbor's fence. So.
But anyway, so that's something he's doing. So okay. It doesn't apply to the work day if he's going to do it.
Well, now
we help. But there are a couple of things I just want to note. I mean, when I'm talking about these things, we do the, and again, the men are doing a great job with the lawn. But the weeds on the back fence are getting to where they're this tall. You know, and that's something that around the lawnmower you get it, you go on your way into the front. But those things need to be cut down. If you look back, you can see them from the street, or at least from the parking lot. And then the front flower beds, a big effort was made to get those looking nice, but the grass is starting to grow up in them and all. We need to get those weeded and netting put down.
Weeding that last week.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Still a lot looks good. And put netting or something down so that they don't come back, you know, point. And so those are the things that I'm talking about that maybe we can change our focus a little bit rather on and look at the things that are most egregious. Because some of these things you've got to get away from, especially the siding. It's pretty bad.
So, like, that was originally was my intention. I mean, not that I'm in charge of work day or anything, but was my intention as the maintenance person, I've kept a running list and had it ready for work day, but the turnout was rather low at the last one, I guess, and so we really didn't have enough manpower to tackle any of those big type issues.
Well, I didn't come to April one, so I guess that's why. That's part of the problem. Well, we said we were going to do one in January, April, July.
Right.
And October. That start of the year?
I thought it was August. Yeah, I think the next one.
Is it August?
Did we bump it? I
don't think we talked about it since the last one. So.
Well, I was going there with the idea that it's in August.
Okay.
I still have that list, though.
I thought it was too bad, personally.
Yeah.
Take away as I can get to things to take care of.
So, we want to pick a date?
Well,
I just want y'all to be mindful of that, and we need to make sure we schedule a work day the next month or so and do some of those kinds of things.
Well, in regards to, he keeps mentioning doors. The doors was one of the things that I mentioned when we had our conversation. I was talking about a whole lot of different stuff that I see primarily paint to make things just look a little bit nicer, but since I got focused on the doors for the last meeting unintentionally, I've been game planning on how I would do that as I was asked to by the men. And I came across a few ideas, but then I ran them by Brother Scroggins because he's very smart guy when it comes to this kind of things. And we both agreed that it could be done rather simply, the repair of the doors, maybe some glue, extra nails, and some putty to batten down the veneer instead of my original plan, which I was thinking of just taking the veneers off of all of the doors and re-veneering them. That insane amount of work, which is why
I wanted permission to start going ahead and doing that. But that said, we think it could be done a little bit simpler. But the thing about that is, when we do that, it's going to require some sanding and things of that nature, which will require paint. And here we are with the paint question. We all know what the color of our doors are and how they're not exactly the same color as this molding right here, but at the same time, I would be doing this to make it look better, but how do I make it look better if I put some putty on it and then don't make it a solid color and the repair just stands out? So the question of paint came up, and that needs to be resolved. Would I have the ability to paint after I do the repair work? And if so, what color? And I did hit the Home Depot with a few color swatches if that was necessary. But if we're going to do it, it will require some approval in those areas to actually repair the door and then apply paint and then wet paint.
Over the years, we've nailed those doors several times, as you make good examine. Some of them cracking, breaking loose. It would be my recommendation to spend a little bit of money and get some good doors.
That would be harder to do. That would be harder.
It would be harder because they're solid. I mean, it wouldn't be harder. It would just be
the custom base. You just can't buy them off the shelf.
You're looking at doors for the next 25 years here. Not those are not 2 years or something.
Huh? Well,
you spend it somewhere else or what?
I don't see them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the doors themselves. Look, the problem is that veneer that's separated over time at the top, and that was primarily because it used to drag and rub there, which it doesn't do anymore. But I mean, you can sand that veneer down. And
if you look, though, you'll see where we've nailed it many times.
Yes, sir.
Put it back together, you know.
Yes, sir. I don't feel like it's because the cause of why it was being nailed before is no longer an issue because they're not exposed to the weather anymore. That kind of basically curtailed any future weather damage on the outside part portions, and the inside portions are, I can't see anywhere where they're dragging anymore. So
yeah,
I feel fairly confident that sanding it at the top and adding wood filler as needed.
Well, the reason we have our...
We try it that way at least one time, and if it separates again, then we can certainly look at replacing them. But
well, the reason we have our greenhouse in front was because the cost of new doors and framing was going to be excessive.
Correct.
That's why we have that odd arrangement. It was much cheaper to do that than get new doors on the very front. I don't know how much it costs. That's ill precision.
Would we have permission, or at least myself, to work on that, and if so,
I might make a suggestion. I know we talked about paint and everything the other day, and I told you what I like, but this may be one of those times where we may want to include some women in the conversation, because you don't want to be the guy that they're all for the next 20 years are like, man, there's some man painted the doors in the foyer.
Amen.
I'm not saying the
new yellow, right?
I just say it maybe. Sometimes we, you know, I rely on my wife's touch and input on paint colors and things. So it may be something that we just,
yeah, they'll really be mad if you choose a color and they find out they can't divorce their husband.
Right.
The right color, but it may be wrong.
In my experience, in these kinds of situations, the ones who are interested in doing the work, because of how many there are of us, need to just go and make the plans and come back with the plans. In other words, this month I want to do these two doors. These are the colors I've talked to people about. This is the cost of the paint. This is how long the door's going to be off the hinges. And then the men say, hey, that sounds great. Yeah, you know. But as far as these kinds of things right now, it's just none of the plans are made. And who are we going to talk to? those kinds of things and all. It's just kind of hard at an interim. I think it's a great idea for us to make it look better in any way we can, especially if it's inexpensive. I don't think any of the men are going to really have a problem with that, but I just don't have enough information as to how it's going to be done, how long it's going to take.
But those types of repairs could be done in between in two-day spans. So between services.
So just like do a door at a time?
You shouldn't have to take it. I mean, to the same portion of it, you really shouldn't have to take them off.
Correct. Yeah, it's correct. Yeah, yeah. A door at a time.
Yeah, two doors?
Well, two doors would be a stretch, but a door at a time definitely could be done. Just knowing my skill level.
So the direction, I think, here is go make a plan and come back to us? Or give him carte blanche, go ahead and just get it done.
Just go get her done.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's why I talked to Josh about the best way to proceed on this. Are we looking at a veneer replace or tack and putty? And we determined that a tack and putty would be okay. So
I think it's something that should be maybe have, if you want to. It doesn't hurt us to sand them and to look and see what it looks like. So why don't we just plan on doing that as one of the items on our list for the workday when we have a bunch of people here that can help with it. And that way it's not one person not trying to tackle it and getting in over their head. I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just saying in general, because I always get in over my head. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, baby. I thought it was going to be an hour thing at the building, and I know it's midnight, and I'm still here, but I'll be home eventually because I can't leave until I get the thing put back together.
Correct.
So maybe a work day would be an appropriate time for
yep.
I've got a hand sander. You know, I've got several hand sanders. I guess I'll bring a couple.
Okay, so plan up for a work day. When is our work day?
Well, no yet.
August.
Let's see.
Okay.
That comes,
set the date.
That comes back to the question. Okay, so we sand it. Now what do we do?
We need to talk to some ladies and try to get a color.
Well, we need to
be somewhat prepared for that.
Like, I think what Josh is saying is sand it and see how bad the damage is, and then we can make a better decision.
If we can get it to a point where it, you know, with sandpaper, with sanding and everything, you can get to a point where it's acceptable.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Sand it down. If it's fixable, keep going. If we start sanding it and we see the damage is too, you know, past the point, that point.
The only thing damage is just the veneer, so it's...
Right. It should be able to be sanded and putty.
So, for next work day, we're going to do some work on the doors. Okay, that's okay. That's the conclusion.
Signing. Meanwhile, get some swaps
and all the other things.
Some of the ladies.
Yes.
He's done his due diligence in that. I would just suggest that we talk to somebody other than Joe.
This is
me about
Sheen. That's not actual.
Well, I assume at the work day, you'll take the opportunity to talk to the ladies about the paint.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be an idea. Okay. There'd be a lot of them there. Let them argue about it.
Well, one time at Woodmont, when the elders asked the ladies to make a new carpet choice, and then the elders picked another color. So that didn't really work very well. Anything else? Oh, when's our work day? We need to make a date, don't we?
I think Josh is still.
No,
I can't find it. Okay, so we'll get back to that. It's been scheduled. Yeah. I just can't find it.
Okay, whatever the schedule is, if it's early in August, I would move that we move it towards the end of August because I'll be out of town for the first 2 weeks of August. Now, that's not saying you can't do it without me. I'll give you the list.
Well, I won't be here the second Saturday of August.
So, okay. So.
Okay, could we reschedule it then just this one time and then get back on the schedule for the 17th of August? That's the third Saturday or the 24th?
Maybe the Saturday of August. I guess it's Saturday I'm going. Saturday I'm going.
17th is, I won't be here for sure. My family's moving, my two girls, to Denton that day. But
August 24th? Anybody have a problem with August 24th?
My one daughter's going to A&M back here. So.
I don't honestly know right now.
24th August?
My wife tells me to use this.
We'll have another business meeting before then anyway.
Yeah.
We can figure it out. It's not going to work.
Say it tentatively for the 24th.
Let's chat about it on Facebook in the meantime. Make sure that find a date to fit for everybody.
I have a question. How much do we water the grass?
I would have to check the settings. I've got it dialed back right now a lot because it was, we were overwatering prior to when we were under eldership. And as maintenance, I've cut the watering back to, I think it's scheduled maybe once. Is it not enough?
No. I was just going to tell you that if you go to the waterisawesome.com website, it'll give you a weekly recommendation on how much to water.
Okay, because basically what I did is I turned off the zones that were our shrubs, because those are so established that they don't need
to be. They've only recommended two times this year to water so far.
I believe that. So, yeah. The watering, I cut the days to one day a week, and I cut the time to, like, in half from what it used to be.
Okay,
so
that sounds good.
I don't know if Josh has reflected in the water bills at all, or... Our water bill is still about the same.
From last summer?
As far as I know, I've repaired
it's significantly less than last summer.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I've changed.
Make sure all the heads were intact and we're not just blowing water out in the street. So.
Well, we appreciate all you do, Josh. You do a lot of the work around here. So. Anybody, anything else? Oh, Jick?
Yeah, the congregation, there's some that have a hearing problem. Some have the hearing problem, and they say that the speaker is too loud, and those with loss of hearing say the speaker is too soft, you know, not loud enough. And so, I know when I talked to Brad about that, and he tweaked it some, and it was fine, and then some say, well, with their hearing problem, it's too loud.
Is it different in different parts of the auditorium? Is it different in different parts of the auditorium? Can you hear better?
Do you need it louder, Dick?
Yeah, what?
Do you need it louder? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, those of us with a hearing problem.
I think one thing is just the difference between who's up there. Just be sure, because everybody's a different height. Everybody, you know, when you're looking, some looking down the radio real low, some, you know, just make sure that mic is close and pointed at your mouth. If it's pointed at your mouth and then you look down, can't do it. Now, if you look up most of the time while you're talking and reading, that's fine. But if you're one that, like, for example, when you read scripture and you know, the mic's here and then you go like this, well, put the mic down there, because you just make sure you're pointing at that. But I think it's, I mean, if you hear half the people fine, I think it's the system's loud enough. I mean, we could maybe put it up a little bit, but I think it's as much where that mic is as anything.
Can we reduce the buzzing? I guess I don't notice as much as my watch does.
Don't notice it as much. It's still there.
Buzzing. The speakers. When we change the speakers, there's a lot of buzz in them.
As far as I know, the volume has not been changed since the eldership was dissolved.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same volume it's always been. The first Sunday we had that, it was too loud, and it was hurting people's ears, and they were getting actually sick. Brad turned it down a little bit then, and it's there. It's been that way ever since. I mean, we had problems with the lapel mic for a while, but we've changed that. It's loud again. But it's the same as it always has been. So there's not been any changes, and it is plenty loud if you speak into the mic. I mean, if people are not going to, they go up to the table, and they're not going to stand in front of the microphone and put their mouth in front of the microphone, and it's not going to be loud. If you don't point the microphone at your mouth, it's not going to be loud. It just, they don't pick up well enough. No microphone picks up well enough for that to work. You've got to be speaking into the microphone. If you do that, it's plenty loud. It really is. That's why you can hear me, Dick. You can always hear me, can't you?
Most of the time. Yeah, bless Sunday morning.
I make it happen a lot, and like to have the people, like, I always adjust the mic. Like, sometimes it's even got the wrong person name, but there, half the people get up there, don't adjust it, the other half do. It's you just.
And there's it.
See, you're in a good position. You can turn your hearing aid up and down. We can't. You can adjust.
Hearing aids are not like glasses. Glasses, you get 20/20. You can't get 20/20 hearing with hearing aids. I mean, it's a terrible thing that you can't even say amen to a lot of the prayers, the half of the prayers or whatever. And sometimes you can't. It depends on who the speaker is, you know, and that. And now, can that be tweaked? Did they have a bass, a treble, all that on it?
Dave, let me explain to you the problem here, is so that you'll understand. There are ladies who are so sensitive to the sound that if it's turned up any more than it's turned up right now, they'll get physically ill. And they right, and they have said that they can't even come to services if it's louder than what it is right now. The problem is that not everyone is the same loudness, and we can't, the things in the back closet, so we can't be turning it up. If we had the amplifier somewhere where someone could turn it up when people are not very loud and turn it down and do this to it, then we could do that. But it's locked in a closet in the back. So the only way we're going to be able to settle this is for everyone who uses a microphone to speak loudly into the microphone. If you all do that, we won't have a problem. Unless the men do that, we're going to have a problem, because if we have it turned way up where you can hear them, and then I get up to preach, it's going to kill people.
That's not the way to do it. Now, those of us that are, say, hard of hearing, we have the hearing aids. We can go up and down with it, you know, and we do our part. But there's earplugs. You can get over the counter or get modified. I mean, the special ones or whatever they needed. To those that have a problem, when you get the thing too high, they can use their earplugs in. I mean, there's hard to hear people. We do our part. And I understand it, that there are some of the ladies that they have a, when it's too loud, but they put in cotton in their ears.
But still, it's not going to solve the problem, because some of the men aren't speaking into the mic.
Well, I know that, but how are you going to get them to do that? They try to do that for
But again,
years.
What you're suggesting, turning it up more and people getting plugs, is not going to help, because you're still not going to be able to hear those men who are speaking to the mic. It's still not going to work, because the microphone's not pointed at their mouths. If you get it to where the microphone is pointed at your mouth and you speak up, you'll be able to hear everybody. You will. We just have to start doing that as men. It's not going to be settled by the mechanics.
They mumble in the Nintendo. I know. I the number of the song.
Keeping the noise. And
you
do move
twice. You know,
can I suggest that we just recommend to the men again, as we've done in the past, to speak up when we use mic?
Josh, this is a solution.
Well,
Let me say this as well, since Ed asked that question. Eddie, since you asked that question, there is no one in this congregation is as loud as I am. Nobody. I've heard it said time and time again, I can't hear anybody but you, Stan. So believe me, there's not a single person in this entire congregation that is coming close to speaking too loudly. And it sounds loud to you. You think, oh man, this is obnoxious, but it's not. It's not. I promise you that it's not. So if you will, I mean, Dennis speaks as loud as I do, which is pretty close to it. But again, he's speaking right into the mic, he projects. And as long as you do that, it's not going to be too loud. We've got the volume level set where, unless you're actually shouting, it's not going to be too loud. So the problem is not speaking too loud ever. It's always speaking too softly or not having the microphone directly in front of your mouth.
How am I speaking?
You're doing fine, but you can be louder. You can be louder. And you're one of the ones that Josh was talking about. When you're reading, the microphone is pointed right about between your eyes instead of down. So if you lower the microphone a little bit, it'll help.
Okay.
And when they bow their head, they miss the And the microphone's flexible. It's so easy just to lift while I'm not looking. I'm not where I'm supposed to be, you know. Or they step away. I mean, Josh, I heard it fine, the whole thing, you know. I don't agree with it, but...
We'll talk about that later.
Josh Jackson's had his hand up for a while.
A solution... in addition to training the men to adjust the microphone for their speaking in the manner in which they'll be speaking, it would be, and I don't know how hard this would be, because I've not personally looked into it, but I know it's a thing, having receivers, individual receivers that you can either put over your ears or in your ears that are volume adjustable to the audio system. I know nothing more than the fact that they exist.
$10,000.
If it helps, it helps. Brother.
If it's a bargain, you can hear.
Exactly.
Yeah, we already have that in part. We would have to get some inexpensive things to make it work. But there's a transmitter, FM transmitter, that's sitting on top of an amplifier right now. You can use a, I think it's an FM radio, tune into that frequency and listen on earphones. We've had that for years. No one wanted to do it. It was too hard to work, and it was, they didn't like it on their ears, and so we stopped advertising it. But that is available, and we can make that work.
Okay. Then I would recommend we, as a congregation, look into that so we can solve everyone's issues. That way we're not bleeding the ears of any ladies, and various of us can actually hear if we need to. It might not be, not having something over your ear or in your ear might just have to be the sacrifice that you do for hearing the word preached. So
all the men are reminded to speak into the mic and speak up.
And adjust accordingly.
100 times.
Yeah, I know. We're doing it again.
Okay.
In the near term, speak up.
I'll put it in the bulletin, too.
Okay. Anything else?
And what about what Josh said about that device or something?
Well, we can look into that.
If you would like one, Dick, we'll fix you up with one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not the order one.
Okay, well.
Let him off.
Are you going to look into that?
I know nothing.
Justin Carroll is the CIA.
Okay, we already have something.
It's ready in place.
Okay, let's try the thing we have, and then we'll look into more. We have something.
Directional listing.
So, anything else? If you, I guess we make it known that we do have a listening device available if anybody thinks they may need it. You know, put that in.
We've done it in the past. Well, I mean, we need to.
Why didn't you know we had it?
Buy some new ones. Yeah, we haven't. Yeah. It's been years since we advertised it because nobody wanted to use it.
Okay.
All right. But we can certainly make it known again.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody want to be the next chairman? I'll throw this out there. When we did it, when I've done it in other places, we've always did the chairman for a quarter. Would that work better? Have to do it for 3 months at a time?
That means you go 2 more months.
I'll go 2 more months. I'll put myself out there.
Well, I make the motion that we have 3 quarterly chairmen.
Sounds good.
Okay.
This quarter anyway.
makes it a little easier to plan. So. Okay. Anything else? All right.
What?
Tommy, we just missed us in prayer.
I have another thing.
We're finished.
Actually, I'm gonna put it out there, not for discussion today, but for discussion at our next meeting. I'd like to bring up the issue of moving our evening service or afternoon service, right directly after our the thing that was brought up before about having a service class and service basically
on Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
9, 10, 11.
I thought when the elders looked into that, there was somebody who would be inconvenienced by it.
Nope. It was the elders that would be inconvenienced. I mean, to be honest.
I thought they did mention somebody couldn't make it, but.
Yeah. I just want to bring it up for discussion. Several of us have been talking about it, and so, you know, we thought it might be brought up tonight. I printed out a sheet. My suggestion, it's a proposal.
Oh.
Advantages, disadvantages. Look at it, think about it, and then we'll talk about it next time. Because we don't need to discuss it. We've been here an hour. Talk to your wives. Talk to other individuals about it. There are many in the congregation that this is something that it would help significantly for various reasons. There are some ways that it would help, I think, our congregation as a whole. And those are listed. Those are the things we've talked about, and so then we can talk about it next month at the meeting. Just a suggestion for consideration.
Well, Westside in Irving has gone to this format, and I really.
There's several congregations that have.
A lot of congregations.
Yeah.
Like I said, especially with our group that has a lot to travel in, there's some big advantages to it. There's a few, a few things to consider that we would have to make work, but and again, the the question is, what's best for our congregation? Obviously, change can be difficult sometimes, but that's what we need to consider when looking at this. Is it going to be better and significantly improve our congregation to where it is now? And then look at it. We can put a survey out like we did with the Wednesday night. You know, that's something that could be done between now and then if we wanted to. You want to do that so we'll have more information from everybody else between now and the next one?
You can always put a survey.
Who created that? You did?
I did.
Okay, if we have that survey, I need to have that document.
Okay, yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
No objections. I'll throw a survey up online. Very easy to do.
Yeah, we will have
people's input on it.
Yeah, we'll have more people's input that way.
Yeah.
By the way, brethren, one thing I would like to do is to express my appreciation to everyone in the congregation who is striving to make our congregation better. There have been a lot of suggestions, some we've taken, some we've not. But what it seems to me is that brethren are interested in putting their best foot forward and making improvements that we might serve the Lord better. And even if we don't do what people suggest or we make other decisions, this is the kind of input that we need, and we just need to be patient with one another and love one another, and we're going to be growing for stronger as a congregation as a result of it. I love all of you guys, even though you're ugly men. You're my brethren, and I appreciate it.
All of us. Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Some of you are uglier than others. But
thank you.
I do love you.
Earlier you said you were looking at
Josh. Yeah, we are looking at Josh. I'm ugly.
My mother thinks I'm handsome. Oh, well. Let's have a closing prayer. Did you do the part? No, you didn't do the opening prayer.
No. Okay. Let's pray. Almighty God and Holy Father, thank you for today and for all the blessings. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together and strive to do your will. We pray that the things that we've done here tonight have been in accordance with your will and have striven to make the congregation that we attend better. Father, we pray that you continue to give us wisdom to do your will better. Forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.